Last chance for romance here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Chris Thomas Turtle with you until 10 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore comes your way then. Big news going on today with the press conference for the National Women's Soccer League team for Atlanta. I didn't realize this. They're not going to get underway until 2028.
It takes a while.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it takes a while.
From the ground up.
They announced that Atlanta United was getting a club, I want to say 2015, something like that. It took a couple of years.
All right. Well, still, that's something that'll be fun. That'll be something to look forward to. Hey, Garrett, you want to call some women's soccer matches?
Hey, man, if they pay the bills, you say the word.
Yeah, man. G-Chap on the mic for your... They don't have a name yet, right? I don't think they do.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they gave him a name.
Maybe what are we calling him?
Ooh.
Well, that could be your first question. I don't know.
Okay, well...
Think about it. I'll come to it last.
Can we play off this? Like, Atlanta United is the five stripes. Like, could we do, like, the five crosses? Like, is there a tangible connection point there? There's so many... The Atlanta Peaches? Is that derogatory?
I don't know if it is. I don't know. I think it's perfectly apropos.
Yeah, I'll think about it. All right, let's get to a producer six-pack.
All right, so look, the Falcons are not in a good situation here. I figured that we were going to be doing a heavy Falcons show, and I was correct. So when I actually started putting together some of these questions, I said, how am I going to deal with something that upsets me? Because the Falcons have been, you know, pretty upsetting here this season.
Drinking helps.
We'll get to that here in a second. But as far as my levels of dealing with, you know, not grief necessarily, that may be a bit extreme. I think the Falcons have pushed me to grief one time, and I don't want to talk about that night. This is something that you could do, you know, as a reaction. So first question. What is your comfort show? The comfort show that you can put on when you're going to bed, maybe something that you just need to chill out, something that you want to just put on the screen and not worry about it. What is that comfort show for you?
The show that, because I've seen all the episodes so many times, like the show that I could just put on a random episode and try to take a nap to is South Park.
Great one. I love South Park.
Because I've seen all the episodes enough that like I don't need to like focus in hard on what's going on because I already know. Mm. So it's just like, oh yeah, there's that funny joke. Like it's very easy for me to like drift off while I'm watching it. Whereas another show like that actually requires you to pay attention will keep you up.
That's true. And that's exactly what I talk about. So The Office is one for me. I mean, that's an obvious one.
Parks and Rec.
It's very similar. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Are there two shows like The Office and Parks and Rec that are just intertwined like those two are?
They're so similar.
Is it because they were on at the same time?
They had moderate overlap.
Kind of in that realm?
No, New Girl's not in that realm.
No, not in popularity, just in era.
No.
I'm talking about an era.
Okay. Office was before any of those. No, I think Parks and Rec came out, 2010 maybe?
Was it that late?
Yeah, and it was several years after The Office was through its heyday. So after it had already peaked, I'd say it peaks around like season 4, 5, 6 or so.
When Michael Scott.
And then once Michael's gone, and I think that's season 9, I want to say.
I think they did two full seasons without him.
They did one full season without him.
One full season without him.
But they did a couple episodes at the end of a season.
And that was when they had like Idris Elba, Will Ferrell.
Well, they had Idris Elba much earlier. So they had Idris Elba in like season 4 or something like that. That's when they got Will Ferrell in.
Will Ferrell, David
and
Kettner.
I still remember. That was like 09 or something, maybe 10, 11, something like that. I remember seeing the ads for it and having Will Ferrell in it. And I still remember being like in middle school, high school that age. And I'm like, this is weird. It's weird. I don't like that.
For me, also like other animated shows, I can kind of do that too, like American Dad or Family Guy.
Family Guy is one of those.
One of those. Just because I've seen all the, like, it's, as long as it's a show where I don't feel like I'm missing out on any key information.
Well, a show like that is also intentionally mindless. It's not supposed to be all that, you know, brain heavy.
it's just watch and enjoy.
It's just turn it on and then move on.
Rick and Morty maybe is in that category.
But that's what some people do. Some people turn on a TV show. Some people go to food. So as far as a comfort food, what's your comfort food?
Pasta.
I love pasta.
Oh, yeah. Carbs, carbs, carbs,
red,
carbs,
red,
carbs,
or red or white?
Penne. Alla vodka. is my favorite pasta dish. But I grew up, luckily, my step-grandpa was a very good cook from Italy. So I got the homemade sauce. We had Sunday dinners with the pasta and meatballs and the garlic
and
bread.
And the meatball.
And the ricotta cheese. Oh, it was so good. I miss it so much.
I've got an Italian fiance, and she makes that
she can
very
cook?
Well.
Oh, yeah. You are.
Oh, she can cook great.
You are.
Oh, it's
lucky,
wonderful.
Lucky man.
I put on several pounds since we've been together. Let's just put it that way.
That just means you're happy.
Oh, that's true.
That just means you're happy.
She does a fantastic. And I'm a pretty good cook myself.
Are you going to do a shredding for the wedding?
I got a little time, but yeah, probably. You know, get kiss the muscle there.
Yeah, have that suit fitting nice and tight. No love handles sticking out.
Yeah, I got a little ways to go. I got a little work I got to do. All right, so you got a comfort shell, you got a comfort food, but as far as a beverage that you might indulge in, I might go a little brown liquor, get a little bourbon action. That's my cup of tea. You hear the voice.
Whiskey makes me sad. So I will not, if I am sad.
I respect that.
If I'm already sad.
It pushes
sad,
you
I'm,
in the direction that you're feeling.
Yeah, like it's, if I'm all, tequila is my happy drink.
I love tequila.
But I am a some of you know this already, I am a huge beer snob.
I love beer.
I love all the breweries and all the, I love high percentage alcohol beer.
Okay.
Like Golden Monkey, Voodoo Ranger, those are in my range. Your 9-10 percenters.
I can indulge in those as well. That's it's pretty commonplace.
Yeah,
a nice Saturday afternoon. I'm drinking a Tropicália or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Best part of those, you need like two or three and you're good.
Yeah.
Like I've never in my ever, Garrett, understood the people. Even when I was in college and I was in a fraternity, I always saved up extra money during the week to make sure that for Saturday night parties, I was able to get something I enjoyed and I wasn't drinking water beer out of a keg.
See, look, a Natty Light is something I can appreciate.
I can.
It was something that I generally did not do. I would bring the Sweetwater 420s.
See,
that's what
I brought. That's a real beer.
Yeah, I'd bring my own. And I went to a dry county, so Georgia Southern at the time was a dry county in Bullitt County, and you have to bring beer or wine, or you have to drive like 30, 40 minutes away to Metter to go get your liquor. So it was always beer. It was always wine. And so I kind of dove into the whole beer thing.
You want to know what's funny? I literally couldn't have had the more opposite experience. I worked at a liquor store while in college.
How about that?
I was everybody's best friend because I was 18, 19 years old.
Oh, God.
And at the end of the day, they would shut off all the security cameras.
You make some friends.
Go get whatever you need, kid.
Yeah. Go grab it. Hurry up.
Yeah. Well, I think the statute of limitations on that has got to be over.
No, you're fine. I don't think anybody can improve anything at that point.
But shout out to my old bosses at the liquor store.
But to the question, though, like what is your go-to? What's the comfort beverage?
Yeah, I'd say probably right now, probably Voodoo Ranger IPA.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That's a good one. I like a Voodoo Ranger. Ranger, that's a heavy beer. Yeah, that is
a very
again, heavy
beer.
Yeah, again,
but the thing is, you need two of them, three of them, and you're
that's
good.
That's true. That's fair.
I've never been one of those people who's like, yeah, I'm going to sit down on a college football Saturday and erase a keg or a case of Miller Lite. Like, no, I ain't doing that, man. I feel you feel so bleh when you do that.
Yeah. Especially the next day.
Oh, my goodness.
The next day is always tough.
Full and bloated and... Blech.
That's why you use a glass. You got to pour it out into a glass, man.
No, man. I'm not. There's no scenario in which you need to be drinking. I can drink in three beers what takes you 15 if you're drinking one of those sorts of things.
All right, moving on. That's number one, number two, number three. Number four is, have you ever been so stressed from a game that you need to take a break, like take a walk, get out of there? What's that game that pops in
your head? Yeah, it was the 2004 ALCS.
I didn't go your way, though.
No. It certainly did not. Mm-mm. When Dave Roberts stole the base and Johnny Damon hit a grand slam off Andy Pettit. Yeah. I mean, everybody who's listening to me right now is going, ha ha, Turtle, you suck. You grew up in New York. Yeah, that sucked. I ain't going to lie. 2001 was rough too, but I was a little young. I was like 10.
The Diamondbacks.
Yeah, that was I was like 10.
Was it Randy Johnson?
And Curt Schilling with the bloody sock. And then
that was 2004 was the bloody sock.
And then, but Curt Schilling was on the Diamondbacks in 2001 as well. And then they had 2003, too, against the Florida freaking Marlins.
Hey, man.
Josh Beckett.
Oh, shoot. What was the name of that?
Single-handedly shut them down.
Oh, shoot. What's his name? Dontrell Willis?
Yeah. Yeah. D-Train.
D-Train. That's
it. He had the crazy high leg kick.
Yeah.
Windup.
He was on the cover of MLB The Show or something like that year. He was awesome. I just remember I was a kid growing up playing baseball, and I used to think he was so damn cool.
Best.
The hat was like kind of the side.
Yeah, he had the side thing.
Oh,
he did
the
CC Sabathia before.
They've been to two postseasons, not including that COVID season where they opened up the extra postseason spot, and they won a World Series both times. It's crazy to think
crazy
about that. They've never won a division title.
Best baseball video game ever, MVP Baseball 2005.
That's
it's not
so
up. It's not up for debate.
I think my brother has. He still has that one.
Yeah, it's the best.
He goes back
and
plays.
It's the best baseball video game ever.
I think his
and
guy has 125 home runs.
Yeah, and it's got the best soundtrack ever.
It's nuts. No, I like that one. Not including the Super Bowl from 2016. Where I basically was in a depressed stupor for several days. This was the it was the Atlanta Braves when they played the Dodgers in that 2021 matchup.
Yeah. Yep.
They gave up all those runs in the first inning, and the game just kind of like went off. Ugh, it was terrible. It was 2020. That's what it was.
It's what the Braves did to the Astros in the final game of the World Series.
Well, not to that level. This is the one that the Braves just got absolutely annihilated, and it was over very quickly. All right, let's go. So those are your four things, your four comfort things. But I got two more questions. So you got to think about the next step. You've kind of slept on it, and you got to think about what's going to give you hope for the next sign. So let's put it this way: which young player in Atlanta gives you the most hope? So let's say Drake Baldwin, Zachary Richichet, or Jalen Walker, or other. But one of those three or other. Most hope.
Most hope. Which one can have the quickest, biggest
Drake
impact?
Baldwin, of course, just won the Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Zachary Richichet, the number one overall pick. Jalen Walker just had two sacks.
Right,
he's had three sacks in the last two games, plays for the Falcons, does a very good job. Georgia Bulldog, stuff like that.
I'm going to say Jalen Walker, because of his impact on the unit overall. When he's on the field, they're a different team than when he's off the field, much like Divine Diablo. So, because Drake Baldwin is still going to split time with Murph next year. Richichet's not playing great right now.
Richichet's still a former number one overall pick.
But though, he's not playing well right now.
Jalen Walker's not a bad answer, though. Georgia Bulldog, playing for the Falcons.
That's where I would go.
That's fair. I know. I like that one. All right, last one here for you. Falcons are closer than we think.
No. I mean, have you been listening to the show you produced tonight?
I wrote it before the show.
No.
I was writing it in. Whatever.
They most certainly are exactly.
But I gave a positive, and I gave the positive thing. You've got Jalen Walker, you got James Pierce, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman.
There's a lot.
Four rookies on this team who I think have been absolutely tremendous, and I mean,
Drake London's emerged as a top five receiver. There's a lot to be excited about.
Now you got to go pay that guy. Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Bijan and Matt Bergeron.
By the way, anybody out there who's complaining about having to pay your really good players, that's good. Pay the guy.
Well, the reason Kyle Pitts is not, even if Kyle Pitts was
Kyle's going to get franchise tagged at most, but he's
I don't
not
even
be
think
here.
So. But even if he had an all pro season, he was never coming back because they got to pay Drake, as you said, Bijan, and Matthew Bergeron.
Yep.
There's no money. There's no money to pay Pitts to. All right, great job, G, filling in for Oren tonight. That'll do it for this edition of Chris Thomas Tonight. I will talk to you all tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on 92.9 The Game.